Thank you. Song I sang while I walked along Tiananmen Square. Classical Chinese story depicting the hardships a Tang monk went through on his way to the West to obtain the holy scriptures. Along the journey, the Tang monk found three disciples, the monkey, the pig, and Sha Sheng. This scene is set somewhere in ancient China, where the monkey king and the pig were to meet the master before dusk to continue their journey to the West. It had been a couple of days since the group had last eaten. As the monkey went to take some apples from a wild orchard infested with demons and serpents but suffered, instead of helping, the pig had decided to fall into sleep. When the Buddhas of heaven saw that pig decides to sleep instead of helping the monkey king, they decide to play a trick on him and to teach him a lesson. After monkey king finds that the pig is happily asleep, he becomes very irritated and tries to wake him up. That's what the pig is calling on. Heavenly beauty, that's what he's calling on. At this point, the monkey king can't believe his eyes. He calls for his master to stop this ridiculous scene. Monkey king didn't know that master was watching this event from the beginning.
Monkey, I've been watching this event from the beginning. Don't fret any longer. The heavenly beauties that you see are actually Buddhas from heaven playing a trick on the pig.
At this point, one of the heavenly beauties places a handkerchief over the pig's head and says whoever he catches, he can marry. Monkey King can't help himself from laughing. As Monkey King realizes that this is only a trick, he starts to hold his belly from laughing so hard. The Monkey King thinks that this is such a funny scene that he pretends that he's Heavenly Beauty too. After a while, the Monkey King decides to wake up the pig. The Monkey King laughs very, very loudly. She shakes his head. He shakes his head and finger. The pig isn't very pleased. this is a test that he has just failed.
Monkey! Pig! We must leave soon. Hurry to find your master so we can all have supper and continue our journey.
Quickly, the Monkey King and the pig gather the belongings so they can find their master and continue their journey to the west. And the moral of the story is, when there's lots of work to be done, don't get distracted by heavenly beauty. Wait, what's this?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.